Bez Hashem, Kiddun Pel Yoitz, Nois Beis, Shin 168, discussing Bas, the proper chinuch for one's daughter, and we're specifically talking here about Shidduchim, where we had mentioned the importance of davening. Davening for the proper Shidduch, davening for one's daughter to marry Talmud Chacham. And now the Pel Yoitz turns his attention to educate one's daughter not to look for money. V'habas asher hi tishalol shloitite neineha bo'isha. Don't look for the wealth. Rak tisratze liyoiz berov v'tsomo v'eiroi mechisa kol v'yechelko im tamut chochem yirei Hashem. Says the Pel Yoitz, be satisfied with less. The focus should be that a person's husband learns, like I mentioned, I saw a video of one of the tzaddikim that was nifter. A father of six. And the wife talks about her husband. And she says that besides for all the learning he did and translating different sfarim, he was also concerned about his health, and he would exercise. And she says that after he would take a break in between sets, you know, he'd do push-ups, he'd do sit-ups, he'd do chin-ups, and then he'd do X amount of times. So what did he do in between the sets? He took out the Mishnayos, and he learned another Mishnah or two. Now, I'll tell you something. When I actually get myself to do a little exercise, in between sets, I'm huffing and puffing, trying to catch my breath. Here you have a tzaddik, mamash a tzaddik. Hashem is taking his tzaddikim, who gave his life for Klal Yisrael. So what is he doing in between? He's doing a mitzvah of being healthy, exercise. In between the sets, he's learning a Mishnah. Says the Pel Yoitz, that's the type of husband you want. Not the one that's running after the $1 million. Lachain, Kislami Bekach Karoi, Leishis Tamit Chokum. Shuayne Yofois, Le Takbid al Tanugam Acholim, Vela Tachshitim, Vanoyam al Bushim. And therefore, it's important that we educate, he says, our daughters, that she shouldn't be yearning for the fancies of this world, for the gashmias, for the fancy clothing and the fancy jewelry. The targil atma b'miut shenu, b'miut sich, b'zihirus, b'zrizus, v'yesem midos toivis, v'gam Hashem yitein atoivlo. Says the Pel Yoitz, let's educate our daughters that they should be satisfied with less. But you know what can happen at the end? And you show them. I remember asking my Rosh Hashiva, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I remember sitting in my Rosh Hashiva's office, asking him the question about chinuch, educating my children. I once saw something, one of the most ridiculous things in the world. I was by a person's house for Shabbos, maybe 20-some years ago, and my child at the time was already crawling, and his child wasn't of age of crawling yet. He takes his child, he says, here, look at that baby, see how he's crawling to learn how to crawl. I'm thinking, like, is this man for real? Do you think babies have to see another baby to learn how to crawl? Like, he'll learn when he's ready. As simple as that. But there are times where we have to learn from other people, and that's the midas. And that's what my yeshiva told me, the Devar Pashut. I just wanted to ask the question. And my yeshiva was saying, the children will learn from the parents by osmosis. What's important to them? There's a story where a child maybe a fifth grade boy, sixth grade boy, a young boy was in class. And the Rebbe is getting all the boys excited. And he says, "What's the most important thing in the world?" And all the boys scream out, "Torah!" And one boy screams out, "Cholent!" The Rebbe's thinking like, you know, you have this, he's just ruining the whole class. He sends him out to the principal. And I'm not encouraging, I'm just telling you the story. The principal says to the child, says, "Do you really think cholent is the most important thing in the world?" So the boy says, "Well, I see my father does, because whenever I come to say my Dvar Torah at the Shabbos table, his face and everything is all in the cholent. That's all, so I figured the cholent's the most important thing." True story. Children see from the parents. What's the most important thing? The Pelioitz is telling us over here. You know, before we turned on the recorder, we were talking about encouraging men to go learn. And in the previous year, not too long ago, a couple of other shiurim, I forgot exactly, it was a Pelioitz shiur, Tilm shiur, I forgot it, which one it was. We mentioned Noshim Tzidkanius, it's Chus Noshim Tzidkanius, in the merit of, I think it's a Tilm shiur, in the merit of the righteous women, we were redeemed. And Chazal tells us, in the merit of the righteous women, we will be redeemed. And I know, Reb Nachum, you've said in the past, you have to get the women on board. Get the women on board to encourage their husbands to go learn, which means women might have to do some more work in the house. Because if things have to get done and the husband's not home, so it has to get done. This is part of what it means. B'schus noshim tzidkanis, nigalu. B'schus noshim tzidkanis, asidin ligol. In the merit of the righteous women, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And Chazal tell us that the same way we were redeemed, it's the lesson of how we will be redeemed. And in the merit of the righteous women, we will be redeemed. And many times, the excuses, I know, as I'm saying the story over, someone says to me, I'm like, I want to come to learn a little, you know. I'd love to, you know. Responsibilities in the house, you know. The little children. And I'm looking and thinking like, you know, that's not going to cut it. That's just not going to cut it. And not because I had little children also, and then that's not because I'm the Rambam says. The Rambam goes through a whole list who has to learn Torah. And the Rambam says if a person is healthy or not healthy. And goes through a whole entire list. And the last most difficult example, the Rambam says, Afilu bal ishto yubonov. Rambam's passing la halacha. Hilchus Talmud Torah. I think it's Perigimel Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, even if you are a father with children and you have responsibilities and help out your wife and help out your children, but realize, set the tone in the house that what's the most important thing in the world is Talmud Torah.